This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We continue in Parak Yesh Mutarais. Tonight we're learning Daf Pei Hei Amud Aleph. We're in the middle of the sugya, 10 lines from the bottom on Pei Dalet Amud Beis. Ravin Bar Nachman had a question, because the Gemara quoted Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, who said, which means a keshera, kohenes, is permitted to marry a chalal. It's only a chalal cannot marry a kohenes, but a kohen. It's only a kohen cannot marry a chalala. A kohen cannot marry a chalala, but a keshera, kohenes, could marry a chalal. So the Gemara had a question on that, because Rav Nachman, Rabin Bar Nachman asked, it says, lo yikachu, that implies that a woman is muzar ayidei ha'ish, which simply would mean a kashera, a kohenes, is not to marry a chalal. So Rava says, no, what it means is, anytime he's not to marry her, she can't marry him. But if she's a kashera, she could marry a psula, a pasul. So Gemara asks on that, really? I learn out from but Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav said, we learn out from Isha Yisha Kiyas Mikal Chato Yisa Adam. The Pasuk equates a woman to a man. So from there I learn out that Kol Hecha Dehu Muzar Hi Muzharas. Says the Gemara, if it would just be that pasuk, I would say, you know when a woman can't marry a man? When he can't marry her? That's only lav hashava b'kal. But if it's a lav she'in shava b'kal, we wouldn't necessarily know that just because he can't marry her, I wouldn't necessarily know just because a kohen can't marry a chalala, I wouldn't know a chalala can't marry a kohen. So therefore I have an extra pasuk of la yikachu, that even by lav she'en eshav v'kol, when he can't marry her, she can't marry him. This is where we're up to. Ay, v'harei tuma, the lav she'en eshav v'kol, but by tuma, which is ein eshav v'kol, and yet we know, just like he's muzar, she would be muzar. The time of the kazarachmana b'nei Aaron. The reason why tuma, women are not muzar, is because it says the sons of Aaron. V'loi b'nois Aaron, not the daughters of Aaron. Ha, lav hachi. But without this, Hava Amina, I would have thought, Nashim Chayavos, that women are Chayav. That means, even by a lav, Ha Shave, She'in Shave Bakal, I would say, just like men are Musar, women are Musar. So don't tell me I learned from the Pasuk, Isha Yisha. Don't tell me I need the Pasuk Lo Yikachu Lo Yikachu to tell me that by Lav Shein Eshav V'Kol, woman is equal to a man. I should learn that from Tuma. Lav Mishum to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Isn't it because of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav that a man is equal to a woman even by Lav Shein Eshav V'Kol, and therefore why do I need Lo Yikachu Lo Yikachu? Says the Gemara. That no, the reason why I would have thought by Tuma women are also Chayiv is because it says Lo Yikachu. The question was, why do I need Lo Yikachu? But I see from this Havamina that women would be equal to men. Says, well, where do you think this Havamina comes from? The Havamina comes from Lo Yikachu, that even by Lav Shein Eshav V'Kol, women are Musar, women would be Musar. Ika da Amri, there are those who learn a different version. Kichot shrichalei. I need lo yikach. Sakadai techamina. Ligmar mi tuma. I would think I should learn out from tuma that by lav she'en eshav b'kol, women are not musar. Kamash malon lo yikachu. That by lav she'en eshav b'kol, women are musar. Fine. Rav Papa. Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, Ikla'u, Le Hinsavu, La Asrei, Rav Idi Baravin. Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, they came to Hinsavu, to the place of Rav Idi Baravin. Bo'aminahu, and they asked of Rabbi Baravin, Husaruk shares in Asa Psulin Oilai. Are kosher women, a kohenes, Asar to marry Psulin or not? Amarlu Rapapa, Rapapa said, Tenisuha, we learned in the Mishnah. We know the first Mishnah in the fourth parak of Kedushin. Asaro Yuchzin Alula Bavel, Mi Bavel. 10 types of lineage came out of Bavel when the Jews were returning to Eretz Yisrael. The majority of Talmid Chachamim were going to Eretz Yisrael. And Ezra was afraid that if we had impure of impure lineage staying back in Bavel, there were not enough rabbis to deal with it. So he basically ordered that everyone of impure lineage return to Eretz Yisrael. Kaihanim, Leviim, the Yisraelim, Kohanim, Levites, Israelites, Chalalim, Kohanim who were defiled, Gerim, converts, Harurim, freed slaves, Mamzerim, people of illegitimate stock, Nesinim, the Gevinim who converted, Shesuki, someone who we don't know who the father is, Asufi, someone who was gathered from the market. Says the Mishnah, Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Atam, Lav, Zabazet, Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, allowed to marry into each other, Levim, Yisraelim, Chalolim, Gerim, Charurim, Mutarim, Lav Ezebezeh, Levites, Yisraelim, Chalolim, Gerim, Charurim, are mutter one to the other. Geri, converts, Charuri, freed slaves, Mamzeri, illegitimate of stock, Nesine, Shtukiv, Asumatar, Lav Ezebezeh. The reason a Ger is allowed to marry a Mamzer, the Ger is not considered full Kahal. And these all could marry all each other. Now, can a Kohen marry a Chalal? V'ilu Kohenois l'Chalal loikatani. Why does it say a Kohen can definitely not marry a Chalal, but a woman Kohen, a Kohenois, could marry a Chalal? So Gemara says, look, if it doesn't work both ways, it doesn't list it. Amalei Ravuna b'Rei Ravishua kol hecha d'tani, d'hani nesivi mihani. Anytime the man can marry the woman, Bahani Yisimhani, and the woman can marry the man, Kotani taught it. But Kayin, Kivin the Ilu Bay Lamitsav Chalala, Kayin, if you want to marry Chalal, Asirale, he couldn't, although a Kohenes could marry a Chalal, therefore like Kotani. Asul Kamed Rav Idi Bar Avin. They came before Rav Idi Bar Avin. Amar Lahu, he said to them, Dardiki. Children. Hachi Amar Vihud Amar Rav, Lai Huzruk Shersin Asil Psulin. Kisheros were not warned not to marry Psulin. So in other words, Rav Papa, Rav Huna Bred Rav Yeshua, came to Hintzavi, to the place of Idbar Avin. They asked of him, are Kisheros Asir to marry Psulin? Because they said to him, so Rav Papa said, what are you asking? Asar Yuchsin indicates that they cannot. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya, because the Kohen can't marry Chalala, so it doesn't mention it, but maybe a Kohenes could marry a Chalal. And Lamaiser of Idi Bar Avin said, this is what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Kesheros are not warned about marrying Psulin. Fine. Shniyos midivrei Sofrim. Bo minei b'nei biri merav sheshes. The b'nei biri, it's a biri Rashi says is a place. They ask of Rav Sheshes, shnia lebal v'loi shnia liyavam. Let's say the woman is an iser shnia to her husband, and she's not an iser shnia to the yavam. So from the husband she doesn't get a ksuba, but could she get a ksuba from the yavam if the yavam dies? Yesh lo ksuba miyavam ailai. Does she have a ksuba from the yavam or not? Now, kivan da amar mar, since the master said ksuba san l'chsebala rishain, the ksuba is collected from the first husband. When a yavam dies, she collects the ksuba from the first husband, because the yavam in his death says, look, I only married you because the Torah said I had to marry you, but I never accepted financial responsibility. So halach is when the yavam dies, she gets the ksuba from the husband. So in this case, she's not entitled to a ksuba from the husband, because from the husband, she's a shnia. And we know when you're a usher shnia to the husband, you don't get a ksuba. Or do we say the halacha is that when a Yavam dies and she wants to go back to the first husband, if he doesn't have money, she'll collect from the Yavam. So maybe in this case, here the question is, she's a shnia from the husband. So maybe since she can't get from the husband, she gets from the yavam. Here's the halacha. The halacha is that we know that a yavama gets a ksuba from the husband. She goes back to the husband. Again, the yavam says, I never took responsibility for you financially. But if the husband doesn't have money, she does collect from the yavam. So maybe in this case, where she's a shnia to the husband, on the one hand, we could say the ksuba falls on the husband, so she doesn't get anything because the husband's a shnia. Or do we say, since in a situation where the husband doesn't have money, she collects from the yavam, here where the husband is a shnia, maybe she should collect from the yavam.
So Tanya,
Kama
the
ilul esla me risha tekinu l'rabban rishani isla.
It's a takana and a takana.
What do you mean?
Shnias to begin with are midivrei sifrim. So they're going to be, it's a takana of shnia, it's a takana that the rabbanim said that he should give her a ksuba.
Shniyos is a din derabanan that a woman does not get a ksuba from a shniya. So now the question is, so does that make it like, now typically she doesn't get a ksuba from a yavam. Okay. A ksuba, though, is a monetary obligation. What's a takana? You're allowed to make a takana on a takana. But the obligation usually devolves on the husband. In this case, she doesn't have from the husband. Or do we say, when the husband doesn't have money, she could collect from the yavam, so maybe the fact that the husband is a shnia, it's like he doesn't have money. Yeah, let's think about what you're saying. So if Shesha said, Amhul Reb Sheshes Tenisua, we learned Ksubasa al Nichse Bala Harishain. The Ksuba is on the possessions of the first husband. Vimhoisa Shnia, if he's a Shnia, Labal. Sorry, Vimhoisa Shnia Labal, if she was a Shnia to husband, Afilu mi Yavam Einla, she doesn't even get from the Yavam. So here we have it. She does not get from the Yavam, even though if the husband doesn't have, she gets from the yavam. Here, the husband is a shnia, she doesn't get from the yavam. Says Gemara, but let's make a diok. It says, "Vim hoisa shnia labal, afilu mi yavam ein la." That implies mukal deika de islam yavam. That implies sometimes there is a woman who could collect from the yavam. When does a woman ever collect from the yavam? In other words, Rashi says, we're pushing the Shaila, she doesn't get from the Yavam. But the Lashon of the Brayse says, Shver. Because it says, Afilu mi Yavam ein la, it's Mashma. There is another Yavama that gets a Ksuma Yavam. I don't understand the question. Yeah, there is one if he doesn't have money. But the Gemara reads it, Chisurei Mechsara, it's missing words, V'hachi Katani. This is what it means to teach. Ksubasa al Nichsei Bala Harishain. Her ksuba is on the estate of the first husband. V'iles la Meirishain. And if the first one husband doesn't have money, Tekinula Misheni. They're masakin it from the Yavam. But V'imhoisa Shnia Labal. If she was a shnia to the husband, afil mi yavam ein la, she doesn't get from the yavam at all. Okay, so now the Gemara has another shayla. Boi minei Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Lazar asked the question of Rabbi Yochanan. Almano kohen gadol. an amana to a high priest. Grusha v'chalus l'kain hedyayin. We know that they get a ksuba. The Mishnah said that even though it's an Isser Dairais and they have to get divorced, they get a ksuba. But the question is, Yeshlan mezonis ha'in lehen mezonis. Do they get support or do they not get support? They're married. They have to get divorced, but do they get support or do they not get support? Says Gemara, hey Chidami, what's the case? Ilema de yasva to say, if she's living with him, then the status is he has to divorce her. So even though she get food, he has to get rid of her. Mizoina is so she's going to get food? Says Gemara, lo tzricha, you know when it's needed? Shahalach hu l'mdina sayam. He went overseas. And he went out of town. And l'maisa, she has no way of supporting herself. The love saw, and she borrowed money. V'achal, and she ate. So could she collect from this husband who has to divorce her? Mai, do we say mizoini t'nai k'suva ninu? Being fed is a stipulation like ksuba. I mean, it's like ksuba. Since she has a ksuba, Islam is on, she gets fed. Aydilma, why does she get a ksuba? So, the only reason she gets a ksuba is so that it should be difficult to divorce her. Aydilma ksuba, dilamishkol mefach islay. Ksuba, which is to... to take it and to divorce her, that she gets. So why does this woman get a ksuba? So do we say food is a stipulation of the ksuba? So she gets, this woman gets a ksuba. She gets a ksuba, so maybe she gets money. Or do we say no? In other words, do we say she gets a ksuba so she is sustained? Or maybe the whole purpose of a ksuba is that she should take it and get divorced, so therefore she gets supported. But mezoine food, dilma tiakev legabe, where she might stay with him, lesla, she doesn't have. What does this mean? The purpose of the ksuba is that it should serve as a deterrent to... why does a woman get a ksuba? So it should not be easy to divorce her. So this woman is going to get a ksuba because he has to divorce her. But mezoine, where supporting her is going to keep her with him, so which we don't want, maybe she doesn't get. So Gemara says, I'm relay lesla. Shitaka doesn't get mezoineis. Aiva tanya yeshla, but we learned in Raisa she does get it. Kitanya hahi, when was that? Taught la'achar misa. You know when she gets the mezoinos? If he dies. If he dies, then she gets mezoinos. Rashi says la'achar misa, if he died and he didn't divorce her, she gets mezoinos as long as she's an amana like any other amana. Mezoini is a tanaya of a ksuba. And don't say, well, by feeding her, it's going to keep them together. Because he's dead. Tanara banan. Oh, 1 second. Ista Amar, another version. Amar le, he said to him, Tanya Yeshla, she gets mezoinos. Aiba amoid v'haisekoi, but he has to divorce her. Ve'eloha Tanya Yeshla, but we learned in a brayso, she gets. Ki Tanya hilachar misa, that's something that after death. Tanara banan. Amana l'kain gadol, grusha v'chalus l'kain hedyoit, yesh la ksuba. When there's an iser d'araisa, she gets a ksuba, peiros, if he eats the fruits of her nechse milug, he has to pay her, ordinarily, he doesn't have to pay her because he gets the rights to the fruits in exchange with his obligation to redeem her. But since this woman is an Isser Daraisa, he doesn't have an obligation to redeem her, and therefore he has to pay her fruits. Blois, he has to pay for wearing at her garments. Dehi psula, and she becomes pasul l'kuhuna. Uvlada pasul, and if she's a product, and if the child is a product of l'ischai ve'lavin, so then the vlad is also pasul l'kuhuna. We force him to get divorced. But she doesn't get a ksuba. She doesn't get compensated for the peros that he consumes. She doesn't get supported. She doesn't get reimbursed for him wearing at her clothing. She remains kasha l'kuhuna, even though it's the Vlad is kosher, the Koifin Oysel Lahaitzi, we force him to divorce her. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Here's the plan. We're going to try tomorrow at 12 o'clock to do Peihei Amud Beis. If you're around and you could join us, Matoiv Manoim. If you want to, we review it on Shabbos afternoon. If you want to do both, even better. Okay, everyone, thanks for joining. Bracha v'atzlacha. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Okay, kol tov. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.